재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
We are back in the studio. We have Shim Soo-yeon once again. Welcome back. I love your voice. It's so bright. It just fills me out of energy.
Oh, thank you.
Ah, 쇼핑의 여왕.
쇼핑의 여왕. It's time 여왕. To go shopping.
Yes, I love shopping. I love shopping. I don't know. I think I didn't do a lot of shopping in Mexico because I was a student. But once you get like money, I found the shopping like world is amazing. So
it's fun, right?
What are you going to delight us with today?
Well, we're going to continue with the New Year's resolution series.
Yes.
And today we're actually going to talk about money.
Money. the money. Dropping with some money. Yeah. Okay.
Specifically the word 재테크. Have you heard of that word?
Yes, I think it's like investment kind of
right.
related
it's,
word.
It's a shortened version of 재무, technology, but probably 테크니크 maybe.
Okay.
But 재무 is financial affairs or finances. So basically, yes, it means managing money, managing your investments, or increasing one's assets, basically.
That's really cool. I think 요즘 한국에서 재테크 좀 이슈인 것 같아요. 사람들이 많이 하는 것 같아요.
많이 관심이 있는 것 같아요.
맞아요.
And I think just spending so much time at home, looking at what other people are doing, and just looking at the world, you feel that you want to go shopping, you want to go, I don't know, on vacations,
맞아요.
And all these things require money, right?
맞아요.
So, and we can only make so much that, you know, we should try to find out how to make more.
Right. That
But the first thing we have to do is to make money.
Yes.
돈 벌기.
아, 어떻게 하면 될까요? 정답 알려주십시오.
제일 쉬운 방법? You need a job, right? That's 직업. 직업이
네,
필요합니다.
맞아요. 현실적이네요.
Yes.
네.
And it's time for a quiz for you.
Yes. Give it to me.
Yes. Well, 직업 up means job, work, vocation, occupation, profession, and career. All those meanings. So tell me what the words with up mean.
Okay.
Number one. Hue up.
Hue up. Hue, it comes from like resting, like 휴가, 휴직. So I guess it's like a not working in the like your job, right?
Exactly.
Yes, okay.
But generally, yeah, like the business is temporarily closed because of a vacation or for personal reasons.
Uh-huh.
So, 휴업 means like the shop or the business is closed temporarily
business
because
closed.
They're resting.
업체. 휴업.
Very good.
Oh, okay.
Number two, 폐업.
폐업. I know this one. When a close, like, when a store closes doors, it's like 폐업, right?
Yes. It's Hyuop is resting just temporarily. Payoff is closing for good.
Forever.
Yes, forever.
Forever.
This is not a happy thing. Hyuop is a happy thing usually.
Yeah.
Payoff is not a happy thing. Okay, number three. 창업.
Oh, 창업. I'm not recalling this one. 창, where does 창 come from?
Like 창조 means to create.
Oh, 창업. Maybe some like a creative job? No. It's
close,
not like that.
It means to create a new job, a new business. So 창업 is to start a new business.
Like basically like being an entrepreneur and start a new business.
Right. So when you're starting it, you're basically 창업을 했어요. Because you made up a whole new business, which didn't exist before.
Right.
So it's
really
sort of
nice
like
word.
Being creative.
Okay.
Number four, 취업.
아, 취업. 일 구하는 거 취업이 되는 거
맞아요, 그렇죠? 맞아요.
저 취업했어요.
So you find a job or become employed.
아하,
Very good.
고용되는 거 취업했어요. 오케이. 내 중에 세 개는 맞았어요.
아, 그래도 잘했어요. 아주 잘했어요.
아, 감사합니다.
Well, when you have a job, you usually have a workplace,
yes.
right? The office, that's called 직장. And if you work for a company, you're a 회사원. You're an employee or a company worker.
Right.
And when you are a 회사원, you make money by getting paid.
Paid, correct.
That's 월급. monthly 아, salary.
아, 너무 wages. 좋아하는 단어죠?
너무 좋아, 너무 좋죠. 월급, 급여, 봉급, 오, 임금, they're
보너스.
all a bonus. Or even like, yeah, like if you're there full time, you can talk about 연봉,
oh,
annual
yes.
income.
Yes, I love those words.
Yes, these yeah. are good words.
Yes.
And when, and you know, like in English, you say the salary is low or high.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much the same. 월급이 낮다, 높다.
Oh.
Or 적다 많다.
Oh, I heard. I think I heard before. 월급이 작다. What could be the difference between 작다 and 적다? Does it have any specific?
월급이
difference?
작기는 힘들어 because 작다 means small, like in uh-huh. size.
Uh-huh.
적다 means small in quantity.
Wow.
So 적다 would be more appropriate unless you're getting small bills.
Was that the difference?
Yeah.
내가 한국에서 8년 동안 살았는데 그 차이를 이제 알았어요.
손이 작다.
Oh,
or, but you
돈이
know,
적다.
적다.
Wow. Thank you very much for that. Okay.
Well, when you're working, you can you know you can work for many companies,
mm-hmm.
and the major company or a conglomerate is mm-hmm. called 대기업.
대기업, yes.
Because 대 is big. Mm-hmm. And these are companies that we know like the name of, mm-hmm. that generally everybody knows the name. Or you can work for a small and medium company.
Mm-hmm.
That's 중소기업.
중소기업. Yeah. I heard that before.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or a state-owned company. 공기업. This is like the electric company or the gas company.
Ah, okay, okay.
Like country, like the...
yes, like yes. ruled by the government maybe
Yeah, ruled
sometimes.
By the government.
Yeah, it could be, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or you could work for a small startup.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you can say startup or 벤처기업.
Oh, okay. So that's the first time I actually hear the word startup in fully Korean. What was it?
Oh, 벤처기업?
벤처기업.
Yes. Wow. Or startup.
Startup. 벤처기업. That's the first time.
It's 벤처기업 is like loosely translated as venture company, but it's really not the same concept. So when you say 벤처기업, it usually means it's startup. So it's
nice.
A small business that has potential.
Mm-hmm.
So should we go shopping?
Yes, let's go shopping, please.
Well, just a few years ago, most men wore suits and a tie mm-hmm. to work.
Yes.
And these days, even people who work for 대기업, they wear t-shirts and sneakers.
Oh.
So, like, so much has changed. So today, we're going to go and buy a t-shirt with a necktie printed on it.
Oh, what?
That's just for old time's sake.
Yeah, this is such a clever idea. Yeah,
so this is a necktie 반팔 tee, a necktie half, a short sleeve t-shirt. 19,000원.
Mm-hmm.
회색 반소매 면 티셔츠.
Uh-huh.
A gray short sleeve cotton t-shirt.
Nice.
앞면에 넥타이 그림 인쇄. So on the front side, there's a print of an image of a necktie.
That should look really cute when you go to work with that. I mean, if you're looking
and
from
shorts.
Really far away. if you're looking for far away, it will look like genuine.
Yes,
like someone
I think
is actually
so.
Wearing a necktie.
Yes, and if you put on a jacket over it,
no
people
one knows.
Will be like, why are you wearing a suit?
Yeah.
You don't have to wear a suit.
I should get one of those. How much is the price around?
19,000원. Not too bad.
Not too bad, actually. Mm. Yeah. 왜냐면 양복을 사려면 그거 만약에 따로따로 산다면
셔츠 사야 되고 넥타이 사야 되고
넥타이도 뭐 만만치 않잖아요. 뭐
그럼요.
가격들은 비싼
맞아요,
것들은
맞아요.
얼마죠? 네, 19,000원이면 그럴 살 수 있죠.
괜찮죠.
좋습니다.
Well, or you can own your own business.
Yeah.
Let's say 사업가, an entrepreneur is a 사업가 or 기업가.
Mm-hmm.
When you have your own business, how do you make money? With sales, 매출,
That's right.
mm-hmm. or profit, 수익,
suik.
Or net profit, 순수익.
순수익, yes. Actually, 수익, the difference between 수익 and 순수익, right, is when you take taxes. Right, that's what I
Well, 순수익 is when you take everything out.
Oh.
Like taxes and the rent.
The payment
and
of the employees.
Yes, everything out. And what you have left is the 순수익.
순수익. Oh, that
probably is a lot smaller.
But I mean, it's said, right? There's a lot of like investment shows,
mm-hmm.
right? For example, Shark Tank and programs like that. Where they actually tell you how to make less difference between the profit and the net profit.
Yes, that's the most important thing, actually.
Yes. So you can buy a lot of stuff with that net profit.
Yes.
Okay, keep going.
Spend
please.
It again, right? or you can be called 자영업자. That's mm-hmm. a self-employed person, but it's a small business owner.
Okay.
So, you know, with COVID, everyone's talking about helping out. That's 자영업자. Those are like anything from restaurants to like smaller offices, mm-hmm. smaller companies. Or some people are 전문직. It's mm-hmm. a specialized job. This is 전문적인 지식이 필요한 직업.
Ah.
A job that requires specialized knowledge like a doctor, a nurse, oh. accountant, or pharmacist.
Nice. So many jobs.
Yeah, so many jobs.
So many jobs.
Well, once you make the money, then what do you have to do? You have to invest,
spend
right?
it.
Spend it.
Spend it like crazy.
You can do that too, I know.
Yeah, investing. Investing,
yes. Mm-hmm. 돈 모으기. 돈 불리기, 돈 관리하기. 불리기 is the increasing. Make your money work for you.
Oh, wow. when you're sleeping, you can make money.
Exactly. Well, that's the whole point. I'm not very good at that either, but I learned a lot getting ready for this program.
I mean, for me, it just feels like I'm spending money while sleeping.
I know.
Wake up and it's less and less.
I know. That's not good, huh?
Yes.
So the best thing, the most common thing is to put money in the bank, right?
Mm-hmm.
은행.
It is.
And when you put money in the bank, you get a bank account. 은행 계좌 and the bank book. 통장.
통장. Yes.
But it's better to put your money in a savings account. That's 적금.
Mm-hmm.
And look carefully at the interest rates. 금리.
금리.
And I know 금리 is not very high these days.
Yeah. I mean, in Mexico, it's really high.
Ah.
In Korea, it's actually quite nice.
Oh.
It's really nice. In Mexico, it's around 10. Yeah, so
really?
It's really high.
Oh,
yes.
So you shouldn't get any picture.
Probably not. Yeah, probably not. You should be careful. Yeah. 항상 금리 주의하세요.
어, 금리는 조심해야 돼요. 맞아요.
네.
Well, so since the 금리 is not too high, people are investing, like we said. And the most common thing is to invest in 주식, stocks.
Ah. Stocks. Yeah.
Do you do trade stocks?
I used to do like 2 years ago. Because of the pandemic, I was like, I'm not unsure what's going to happen. So I just took everything away.
Ah.
But yeah, maybe in the future I will start doing it again. It was fun.
Well, for 주식 초보 or 주린이, like the newbies like myself,
okay.
the best thing to invest in is 우량주. These are the blue chip stocks.
Oh.
These are reliable, stable, well-recognized stocks.
Oh.
Or if you're more you know, daring, you can go invest in 성장주. These are growth stocks that have future potential.
Mm-hmm.
Or 가치주, value stocks. These mean pretty much the same thing as in English. These are companies trading below what they're really worth.
Oh, you have to be really informed if you want to do 주식.
Exactly.
That's a fact.
Yes, I think so too. Don't do any random or like don't invest in something that just because someone told
you to. Yeah.
Yeah, that's I think the worst.
맞아요. 누가 여기서 주식을 넣어라라고 해도 알아서 자기가 이제 연구하는 시간을 무조건 가져야죠.
그렇죠, 그렇죠. 공부해야 네. 돼요. 공부해야
진짜 중요합니다.
맞아, you have to study.
네네.
Well, the next few investments relate to two of 2022 trend keywords. First one is 실재감 테크. This is realistic presence technology. It's a connection of reality and virtual reality.
Yeah.
What?
Metaverse.
Yeah, exactly. It's basically 가상화폐. A lot of people are investing in cryptocurrency or virtual currency. It's still, you know, a little risky, but
yes.
some people are really, you know, getting a lot of
profit and bad news sometimes.
Yes. So anything investing, sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad.
It's like,
it's not always good.
They always say, like, you should invest the money you think you won't need.
Exactly, right. So you won't cry or you won't have to move out of your house, right?
That's true. That's so true.
Well, next one is 득템력. 득템력 is the ability to obtain items. And usually these are special or hard to obtain items. And specifically, the newest investment is resell investments. 리셀 테크. And are you into sneakers?
Well, not that much. I kind of like them, but as you can see, mines are like really ugly right now. I don't watch them, so probably not.
I know. For me, sneakers are shoes that you wear, but apparently they're great investments.
Really?
For example, this one pair of sneakers that was made in 2019 by a famous sneaker company in collaborative design with a famous singer, and it sold for 21,000 won. at Whoa. That time. And only 818 pairs were made. So, of course, like all the other people, other than 818, couldn't get these sneakers, right?
That's right.
So this is a Hanjeongpan limited edition and a Higitim. Rare item.
Uh-huh.
And at the highest price, it's resold for 1,300,000 won.
Wow! No, really?
I know. This was pretty shocking.
A pair of shoes.
Yes, for a pair of shoes that cost 219,000 won.
Wow!
But now, the average price is 250,000 won, which is still high.
It's still high.
But if you bought it at 1,300,000 won,
you can lose a lot.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole point of investing, though. So if you bought it originally at 219,000 won and held on to it for 3 years, then it's a good investment. But if you bought it at 1,300,000 won,
What do you think about coins? Because coins is also kind of like an investment for some people, like, you know, old coins. In Mexico, there's a lot of people like collecting old coins. Those coins as well could become kind of an investment.
Apparently, yes. Uh-huh. Yes. My father collected coins too. So I have a couple of coins that he used to collect. And for me, they mean nothing. But there are places that trade in old coins. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they would know. So it's a very specialized field. Like if you're really into coins or sneakers or artwork, whatever, you really have to know that field and those items to really invest. Same as stocks. Right. Yeah. You have to study for the items and the field, basically the market.
맞아요. 과연 뭐 공부죠.
공부해야 돼요.
연구.
공부해야지 조사 많이 하시고.
아, 알겠습니다. Okay, thank you very much for all this useful information. I'm sure a lot of people will appreciate it today as well.
Thank you.
Okay, so join me saying the quiz of today. So we have some messages right now. Actually, we have 4624님. 안녕하세요. 정답 뿅뿅뿅뿅이라고 하시는데 아. 영하고 구가 없으니까요. 오, 좋은데요? 그리고 2198님 뿅뿅뿅뿅이라고 하시는데 즐거운 금요일입니다. 행복한 불금 되세요. 감사합니다. Okay, so let's tell the people what is the answer of the quiz. 오늘의 nonsense 퀴즈였죠. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8을 네 글자로 추리면 오늘도 역시 우리 게스트 발표해 주시겠습니다. Drum roll, please! 정답은
연구 없다.
연구 없다입니다. 아, 오늘 winner. We have winner for today. 4624 그리고 9420님 축하드립니다. Once again, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you next week. Okay, 오늘 한국어 전제는 여기까지입니다. 오늘의 에피소드를 다시 듣고 싶다면 네이버 오디오 클립, 팟빵, 유튜브, 아이튠즈에 들어가셔서 한국어 전제를 검색하시면 다시 들을 수 있습니다. We'll leave you with the last song, which is 멕시코에서 이루는 종파티에서 많이 듣는 노래요. Diego Torres의 Color Esperanza입니다. Bye bye.
Sé que hay en tus ojos con solo mirar que estás cansado de andar.